Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth is Out There radio show. This radio show today is what we call the election recap. Very big 5-state primaries last night. One result hasn't come true yet. We're still in the tense mode on one of the results. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about election integrity. We'll talk about mail-in ballots. Talk about Pennsylvania. We got a lot to talk about. We're going to continue with that and many other subjects here. We got things going on with school boards and all that other stuff. So this is today where people can call in and voice your opinion. Give us a call at 515-602-9657. And I would like someone to call in to explain to me how somebody who is mentally incompetent and ruled by the courts mentally incompetent can legally vote in a way, in that when we have a state law now called voter integrity and the squad that we call the voter integrity squad or the task force that will arrest you and put you in prison for 5 years. So my guess is, tell me where it's legal for somebody that is not competent enough to stand trial, that doesn't understand the combinations of what's going around mentally, how could he or she to actually go out there and understand, distinguish someone how to vote and what to vote for? May it be a Dr. Ballot initiative or a candidate or any of that stuff. If he or she is not mentally competent to find out if he's guilty or not guilty or understand right from wrong, how in the world can he be competent enough to know what's right or what's wrong with issues or candidates? It just does not make sense. And, of course, it's illegal in every state. And any judge says differently should be fired off the bench and put in the prison cell for voter fraud. But anyway, let's get back, and let me introduce my co-host, Scarlett. How are you doing, Scarlett?
I am doing great. Excellent day. Love the day.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm tired, actually. I've been up on and off all last night, tracking the results coming in out of Pennsylvania.
There's no person like Oz.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you. And someone points out, you know, we always go in, the Republicans hate mail-in ballots because 99.9% of the time it's an easy way to cheat.
It's a dud.
But now we're relying on what's so-called mail-in ballots to see who won the Senate race. Look, voting on Election Day is what it should be. We need to change the rules. And the only one you can get into a mail-in ballot is if you cannot.
You know who did all this bad crap? It was the Democrat Party. Okay, we used to go and vote on one day, Election Day. You got off from work, you came home, you walked, you went to the polls, and you went in and you showed your ID, and then you filled out the paper, you signed it, and then you stepped in and you pulled the lever and the curtain closed and you turned the little doohickeys for who you wanted to vote for, and then you made sure it was exactly what you wanted, and then you pulled the lever and your vote was counted. Bada boom,
and that's all you need.
That's it.
That's all you needed. That's it. You know,
and those are the machines that we should have to vote, because you can't use those to cheat.
Right.
Sometimes an old-fashioned election really works.
You know, what's unique about Pennsylvania is that they, last time in 2020 when they did this big steal, they actually had several hundred thousand more ballots than actually registered to vote. Or mail-in ballots. They gave out over a million mail-in ballots and had almost 2 million ballots come back. Something's definitely wrong there.
How many mail-in ballots are there? Do we know?
No, that's something that we're keeping track of.
There's not a number?
We actually, because there was some kind of problem yesterday, and the task force, the one that's going to arrest the individual down here that thinks he can vote, and we're going to arrest him for voter fraud. But the same type task force that we left in Virginia and Jersey was in Pennsylvania.
What's his name? Who's the other guy running? What's his name?
Okay.
Kent Stott.
McCormick.
What?
McCormick.
McCormick. Is McCormick doing the steal?
No, actually, both parties
did ballots, have pounds, tons of boxes.
No. What happened was that there were several thousand ballots that had the wrong ID numbers on it, or something like that.
How is that possible?
It was done by the corporation that wrote the ballots up. We actually went in and arrested the owner of the company.
Is that corporation
yesterday
doing ballots for the entire country, or just that specific election?
They're not doing any ballots anywhere anymore. They're gone. They've been arrested yesterday.
Were they doing it for the entire country?
I don't know, but we went in there and we took them out and eliminated
them. Okay, well,
they're
not doing any more elections.
They're not doing anything. Same thing with Dominion stuff. We took California. We took them out. We caught the lady that was a couple ladies that doing the mule type thing, and we took them out and we eliminated that candidate in California. If you're a candidate, and we warned Nikki Fried and others down here in Florida that if you get caught, your teams get caught in any kind of voter fraud or fooling around with people's signs, doing all that type of stuff, not only will the individual that's committing the crime gets put away, so is the candidate, and he or she will be disqualified. And the good news is that the good news over in Florida is that we have a great governor and great attorney general and others and the task force and everything. So we're all set up to prevent
voter fraud. They need to get rid of the dead people voting. It really is.
They are
scary
required by law, and they're doing it right now as we speak, in all 67 counties in the state of Florida. They are scrubbing.
If they're dead, somebody's doing identity theft, we need to know.
Okay. They are literally scrubbing. They are required by law every year now to scrub the voter rolls. They are going to make sure that the person is actually registered as living in the right place and everything else. Plus, and they check it to, along with
we
the...
We need a thumbprint. We need DNA.
There's things there, but right now what they're doing is to check to see if they're going to the death rolls, in other words, to who died, and the all that type of stuff, because when somebody dies, it's reported. And so they're checking all the databases for movings, dead people, things in that
You know
nature.
How they set up all those tents for the COVID testing?
Yeah.
Remember that? There were, like, lots of tents everywhere, and you drove through, and you gave the test, and that was it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
They should do that with voting, and people drive up, and they take and they do electronically DNA on them.
Okay, what they're doing, okay, you could do that, but all you need right now to go and vote is a photo ID and a thumbprint now. Or something, and so because of the database, like you're doing to a bank. The other thing is, if you're doing it by mail, first of all, a request by mail has been limited in nature.
You have to do a thumbprint on the thing. They give you a paper where you can stamp your thumb on the ink, it'll be on it, and you just put it in the box.
Okay, what they're doing now is that they are, you've got to. To when you do the mailing ballots, you got two sets of envelopes. First one, you got basically what you do is you put the ballot in the first folder.
Yes, it's a folder.
And then you put it in there. But they're doing two sets of folder. You're putting in one in there. You got the what they're going to do is either the last digit of your driver's license or your last digit of your Social Security, last four digits on either.
Mm-hmm.
And so this way, then they verify the signature on the back anyway. So they open it up, they verify to verify. And this way they know no one's cheating, and what they go and they go through the database. And the database tells you it coincides to where you live and stuff like Social Security and stuff like that. So the database is right there. And they can see where you live and all that stuff. And just like if you're going to register for a gun, that same type of database, it will tell you if you have a conviction because the people that
is
are
that
felons.
Is that being set up for the primary in August?
It's already set up. All right. That means
are they
that
gonna be paper ballots?
Right now, I believe it's all paper ballots. No drop boxes.
How about mailing a ballot to everybody on the planet?
That's not happening. If they did, they're going. Any supervisor of election that decides to mail in everybody under the sun will be arrested for voter fraud immediately, and that's 5 years in prison.
Okay.
We're very strict, and we have, and as part of the election integrity squad team, the task force, we have several people working closely with each supervisor of elections. We have when you do the election counting and everything else, the offices and stuff, after the votes are done and testing machines and everything else, if there is any,
they do the tabulating. Yes,
we are there and we're working closely with that, and we have hundreds of thousands of people in each state, millions.
So each ballot gets a check off in the system.
Right, we are preventing. The election
it's just not counting it. It's opening the envelope.
Right.
Okay.
There
or how are they going to know whose ballot is whose?
They will base it on the information given inside. It goes to a database. The last four digits gets typed into the
okay,
system.
Okay, so let me ask you. Say I go in and I vote in person, okay?
Right.
I have to show, what kind of ID do I have to show them?
Driver's license, photo ID, and your photo registration card. That's pretty much it. You really don't need much more than that.
Okay, so they verify that whoever you are is who you are.
Right.
Then you
go in and vote, and it'll be counted. And when we tabulate the votes at the end of the day, the election integrity team will be the ones that actually count.
Well, how do you know those people are real?
It was not real.
How do you
real.
Know it's so, not all a fraud?
Because we have databases. If it doesn't show up a database, you're not going to vote.
Okay. What happens if the database is a fraud? Let's
it's
say
not.
You have a picture ID of a person
it's not
in a fraud.
You know why?
Fraud signature.
Because we... No, what? No. We took care of that already. Just
took care
just
of
like,
that already, huh?
We already took care of that. We took care of the databases.
So Jack can't be Jill, right?
Right.
Or Bobby can't be Brett, right?
Exactly, right. Because of, right. That, of certain things that's in there, the securities are put in there. If we catch anyone that commits voter fraud, it's a 5-year prison sentence.
Okay, no, how about how Debbie went to the nursing homes and helped them vote?
That's not going to happen anymore. That's you're not going to have that.
No,
you're
they
going
carded
to,
them or the nurses helped them to vote.
That ain't going
to
happen,
you know,
either. Because when you do, it's just like what we did to the census of shelter night. We're going to have a team set up working with individuals, going making sure that each nursing home and each
some of those seniors are just in zombie land.
Yeah,
so how
well,
the heck are they voting?
They're not. That's mental incompetency again. We actually have proof. Go watch 2000 Mules. Go watch Rigged. Go, you know, and see for yourself. It's there. We have video proof on what you're just saying. In fact, this whole
weekend.
Yeah, but
weekend, these nurses in these nursing homes
they're gonna
or
go to jail.
Assistants
if those
or whatever
nurses,
are full of shit.
If we catch any nurse committing voter fraud, they will go to prison. Period. We have the authority to arrest them on the spot.
I mean, their patients
in,
have dementia. Are they considered competent?
No. They are not mentally competent to if you cannot literally know what day it is, or right from wrong, if you are ruled mentally incompetent by the courts, you cannot stand trial, you cannot vote. It is that simple. And any judge that says otherwise will be disbarred, fired, and arrested for voter fraud. It is wrong.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Fine. We have covered the topic. How
right.
about they change ballots and they create their own ballots?
No. There's codes in there. There's watermarks. There's stuff that we put in there to prevent 2020 to steal. We have every state now has the ability.
How about drop boxes?
No drop boxes. Most states are getting rid of the drop boxes. If we see a drop box, we are shutting it down and we're putting it into the office and we return any ballots in there will be returned and tell them to go vote legally. And that's it. And if you can't do that, mail it to the post office.
So them coming up with all these ballots and dropping them in and doing it to...
Watch, brother. It's illegal.
It is a crime. 100,000 mules doing what they did in 2020. Is that going to be able to be happening again?
Nope. It is not going to happen again.
Okay, how about when Joe Biden runs for election again?
He's not going to run for election. He's not even going to be around too much.
Okay,
money.
Hillary or Kamala
so Hillary is
or whoever.
None of them. Hillary's already been indicted. She's facing time.
How about the rhinos that are corrupt here? Yeah. How about them?
Rhinos need to go too. Look, people are smart. American people are smart. They went out and yesterday in North Carolina. There was a guy named Cawthon. He went out there and he did an anti-wiener and a couple other stupid things, and he lost. He almost won, but he lost. And the only
nobody
reason
wants
came close,
that.
Look, integrity and honesty is what the American people want. They don't want this garbage. Doesn't matter if it's a Republican or a Democrat or anything in between. They don't want that.
No.
If you believe that
and the girl was underage with Anthony Weiner, so he's a pedophile.
But that's a normal for a Democrat. Democrats love pedophilia. Democrats love raping.
So do rhinos. Both sides of the rainbow are got some issues.
Yeah, well, the Epstein, both Bushes and Clinton worked tag team together on the Epstein plane. So, you know, we had that discussion back in the day when we had Menendez from New Jersey he's still in there. New Jersey tends to file a support criminal. They have Cory Booker, who's
how many people in Pennsylvania came out to vote for the Democrats, and how many came to vote for the Republicans in the primary?
It's not just Pennsylvania. In all five primary states, people coming out to vote Republican outvoted Democrats 2-1, in some cases 3-1. We had 1.5 million Republicans vote in Pennsylvania, as opposed to about 700,000 Democrats.
Is that because people switch parties? Is that because
of
the number changed?
A lot of it has to do with they're switching parties from Democrat to Republican, and they're working in that nature. And a lot because people that support Democrats are not enthusiastic. Well, who the hell wants to vote for a Democrat when you're paying $6
a gallon?
Oh,
come on, they're enthusiastic. You kidding me? They love Joe Biden.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Democrats don't love Joe Biden.
Okay, let's put it this way. There were surveys by the left media, by the communist media, and they did a survey. Is the country going right way or wrong way? 75% of the country in that survey said it's going the wrong way. This is in the left-wing poll. There is no way any Democrat is going to win election.
They can't sell the Brooklyn Bridge anymore, huh?
No. When people are literally going from store to store and now city to city or town to town and in some cases state to state just for looking for baby formula, something is wrong.
They're giving it to the illegals. Let's just not even go there.
And they're blaming.
We're not under it. It's just not coming to us.
The other breaking news. You know the team that they were going to form, that Biden wants to form, by the Justice Department on the misinformation and all the other stuff. Well, Biden canceled it today. He said, we're not doing it. It's because people in his own party was
what, the
crying.
What, the trust board? Whatever that is?
They were going to silence us, and they kicked that out.
No, he wanted to take over gas and control that.
That's another thing. There was a story came out yesterday that Nancy Pelosi opposed to Biden to single-handedly become a gasoline czar. Basically,
gas is on its way to $6 a gallon
that $5 gas would be $10. You will start seeing lines miles long. It'll make the Jimmy Carter gas lines look like a little.
Remember that?
Remember that winter
where there was really no heat? They were freezing people in the home because they were cutting back on that.
That gas, same thing that Biden's doing. There were two pipelines that Jimmy Carter cut, and that sent the gas rush. He relied on the Middle East, and of course, if you had the Shah of Iran fall and Iran, the 444 days, all that stuff. And
that was a tragedy then. How long were they under siege? For 2 years? It was just
444 days before. And the only reason they got out was because the Rams
were
Reagan. Right. That was the reason for that.
Yeah, the Shah of Iran knocked out Persia.
Now,
Persians have suffered a lot.
If you got an adjustable mortgage today, right now, you got to be scared shitless and crying right now because the basis points raised, the interest rates went up 75 basis points just a few days, just like a week and a half ago. The story is that
stock market dropped.
Yeah, the reason why it dropped is I won't tell you why. It's because the Feds are going to raise interest rates again, but not by 25 basis points or 50 basis points, 75 basis points, but 2 full basis points. What that would do
so what is it, at 5 or 6%?
It'll bring it up to about 5%, 4%, 5%. And what that's going to do is kill the housing market, because people are buying mortgages.
So prices
mortgages
will come down
on
the
base of adjustments. When, you know, all that stuff's going to start getting. What
how about rent?
It starts going. Now, all 50 states have different laws coming into effect about rent control and stabilization. Governor DeSantis signed into law yesterday or today that has to do with stabilizing the price of rent and real estate in the state of Florida because of what's happening here and the overreach. Nikki Fried, doing one good thing, is going after and arresting these landlords that have price gouging, and she's been doing it working with Ashley Moody and all over the state of Florida, and they're finding millions and millions of dollars. So that's
did you see on the news yesterday about a woman who was pregnant? She's being evicted.
Yeah, I don't remember
down
which.
Out here in Miami.
Yeah, I don't remember which. I think
I don't know. I don't know, but the landlord's not working out anything with her.
No, but I think that landlord was arrested today, and she now.
You know what? The
state
could help her. The state could help her. You know, who's going to evict a woman who's in her 8th or 9th month of pregnancy?
Better yet, why are we in this situation? And it's because of greed. COVID and greed. But you know what? There were some good things that came out of COVID. One is that we did this homeschooling, which saw virtual schooling, the Zoom, through VA Zoom, and the parents actually saw what's getting taught in school. And the parents did not like the indoctrination recruitment, the CRTs and the LGBT indoctrination.
All the swamp, all the corruption, all the bad people are now exposed. All
right.
Of them.
And so that's a good thing there. You know,
we even
found out
how the Supreme Court has issues.
Yeah, and anyway, the deal is that most states have some form of parental rights laws, so they could stand up and actually fight for the kids at school boards and stuff and not get arrested. Any school
between the Promise program and CRT and all their other goofy programs.
Any school board member that violates the parental rights laws that was signed into law by DeSantis will be arrested immediately.
Well, look at Polk County with Jill Sessions. Okay.
By the way, folks, Jill Sessions is doing great. We had her on this past week, Sunday. It was 50 minutes of we were on with her 50 minutes. We endorsed her for school board in Polk County, District 7. And she thanked us, and she said, keep up the fight for our kids, because that's the future, and that's what we're doing. It's all about getting these kids educated, not indoctrinated.
They're going to be here up in our age one day, and we're not going to be here, and they have to have a good head on their shoulders. You know, they can't
but
be dead from the neck up. Goofy.
I want to get back into election integrity for a second. Starting Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in most movie theaters around the country, 2,000 mules will be played. Go find out at the time in your local theater where you can watch 2,000 mules. You can go to 2000mules.com. It gives you the zip code. That'll leave you with what theater it's been playing, so you can go find it and go watch it. It's about an hour and change, 88 minutes, 89 minutes.
It's very enlightening.
It gives you all the evidence needed to show that it was stolen.
And it explains
and
exactly
who did it
what happened.
And everything else. We even have video of the mule. A mule is someone taking phony ballots from a location. Take it from there, go to on their bike, a car, whatever it may do, go to a drop box, drop 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 all these phony ballots in the box, and then go to another box down the road or some other place where it is. And they do 20 or 30, 40 boxes at a time, and you have 2,000 of these people. That's just small.
Isn't that what Zuckerberg pays for?
That's what Zuckerberg's paid for, among other things.
And making sure the attorney generals won their races.
Yeah, all that stuff. But it's being taken care of. A lot of the attorney generals that have been that actually have been bought by Zuckerberg or by George Soros. George Soros' attorneys have lost the last few weeks. We got more primaries coming up. Next week is Georgia, among others, and Arizona's coming up soon. And we're going to, by the way, Carrie Lake, who's running for governor in Arizona, has like a 40-point lead in the polls. It's really good. And Doug Mastriano, he, what's great about him is that the staffers can't stand him. And that's a good thing. But because
who can't stand him?
The establishment, the
I think he's wonderful. I think he's a statesman. I think he's great. I think he's right on point, and he expresses himself well, and he tells the truth. And that is all that counts.
Doug is like Youngkin. It's like Ron DeSantis. That's the type of person you need to have in the governor's house, and we need to continue to build on that. Carrie Lake's another one. And we got stuff in Georgia. We got stuff elsewhere. The Herschel Walker for Senate. There's a lot of different things.
Do you think we're going to take the House and the Senate?
Oh, we're definitely taking the House. We'll have the House taken just Florida alone, because we only need like four seats to split the party. And based on redistricting, we already kicked out five Democrats. So.
Is the Senate going to be a hard fight?
We expect,
we need the Senate.
Okay, what's great about Pennsylvania, and we're going to go to Pennsylvania for a second with that. Pennsylvania Democrats, they're really communists. Let's blank it. Forget about there is no such thing as a Democrat today. It's a communist party, pure and simple communist. They're so far left that they're over the cliff. You got both Joe Shapiro, who's running for governor, who's part of the major steal. He's a thug and a crook, and he's an ultra-left winger. Fetterman, kind of surprised he still, even though he won his medical condition. And we got, we'll respect that. He had a stroke and a heart, basically stroke and a heart
attack. He's a candidate for another stroke. You want to know how? Yeah. This campaign that he's running in, it's a very stressful situation. It's a hard environment.
Fetterman,
he's going to have something.
This guy, Fetterman, is 6'8", about 300 pounds. He's like a wrestler. But he is so left-wing, he makes Bernie Sanders look like a right-winger.
Why he had a stroke? Because he was stressed.
Yeah. Now, and he won handily. He ran against a centralist or blue dog Democrat,
the Senate, is that going to be a hard situation to
We're going to take the Senate in several places. One is going to be in Arizona. We have a big lead there. We got Herschel Walker in Arizona. It doesn't matter if it's Coughlin or Oz in Pennsylvania. They're both America First candidates, and they both have their own issues. But Oz may be
McCormick.
Yeah, McCormick. And McCormick.
Do you think Oz is going to win?
Oz is up by 2,400 points.
Okay.
It depends on the mail-in balance. It's in which is really sucky because that may be controversial again. I think Trump said and told Oz this afternoon and on Truth Social for Oz to declare his win, that he won, and let them try and beat that, because it's very hard to take down someone that already declared the winner. So that's why he said that, knowing Pennsylvania. Because
so why
did
he come out and declare himself the winner?
I think he's about to do that. I think he wants to wait one more day to see where it goes and then do it. I'm not sure how it's done. I don't know. I'm not sure how it's done, but I think Trump, because Trump has been, it's got his ears, though, and knows how Pennsylvania works and knows that steal and they caught it. Trump was off by
so
800.
So are they going to steal? Is McCormick going to steal it?
We already
is
took
the
away.
Is the left making it so McCormick wins?
No, why? McCormick might be a
because
better candidate.
Because Fetterman can beat McCormick, they're thinking.
Yeah, because they're going to try and use China as business deals with Wall Street business
right,
deals.
Right, exactly.
But us, on the other hand, is the same with other things. So it is, you got things, but then you got idiots like Kathy Barnett who said the other day, if you're not going to win this race, would you support the virtual winner? And she said, no, she won't support globalists. Look. She can hang on principle, but you're not going to gain the Senate seat. This is a
what's
Senate
a globalist?
Seat. So, New
what's
World
a globalist?
Order. Somebody that she believes is part of the New World Order. I'm going to tell you right
what
now.
New World Order?
That's the New World Order is...
not a
left-wing
dingbat. She's a heart surgeon.
Yeah, well, she doesn't. But then again, she has no intelligence anyway. She wanted to put a statue of Barack Obama next to Abraham Lincoln. That turned me off. It's too different. I would never put.
Why? What did Barack Obama do?
Nothing. He's an anti-American murderer. He actually is responsible for hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people dying from coke overdoses. He made that deal with Iran. So I'll look the other way if you signed the Iran nuclear deal on the drug trade, and that's what he did. Plus, you paid billions of dollars to terrorism. So,
you know that money that went to Iran probably went directly into Barack Obama's pocket.
It might have, but that's pretty much it. Right now, I'm going to play a tune so I can get a little breather here. We have a lot of things going on, and for Dr. Ives, for the America First, for the people, I want to tell you something. Trump is right about a lot of things, and Trump is right about vision and dreams. And you're going to have the eye of the tiger in you to actually set up and learn and fulfill your passions and dreams.
I think that I should come out tonight and declare himself the winner.
I think you should do that,
too. I do it. Just do it and see where it goes.
But you need to follow what's
in
your heart and soul. Yeah, you need to follow what's in your heart and soul and for the country and go and do that. And
he's
going
to say, well, with ballots, and he says, I declare those ballots to be fraud.
Yeah. Anyway, and it was, there's several thousand that has been declared fraud and kicked out.
Okay, so that says... Okay,
so we'll see
what tune are you going to play for us?
I said Eye of the Tiger.
Okay, play some Eye of the Tiger. We'll be right back.
That was Eye of the Tiger, and that is dedicated to a lot of things going on. Trump has Eye of the Tiger because he always has that fight in him.
He's always on the pulse of it.
Right, and he knows his stuff. He hones in and stuff.
Exactly.
He said he didn't want to. He could have supported Barnett, but he decided not to because of her back luggage, and was in that thing. And so he went with Oz. Oz is just like him in a lot of ways. Don't forget, Trump was more of a lefty in some place. He lived, of course, he worked and lived in New York. That was his home. And in New York, if you're not a Democrat, you got no real power. So he actually was more into a Democrat party than a Republican party, even though he supported things like Giuliani and Pataki.
He also is a business person.
And
okay?
he's
in a trade where he has to work with people because of what he does.
And
okay?
That's important. And
going after different people isn't going to help you to grow and benefit business.
No.
So he
works all sides of the coin. So
you
he knows what
business.
Dr. Oz is a doctor. He's a heart surgeon. He's not going to say, I'm not going to take care of you because you're a Republican or Democrat or whatever. Medicine does not look across party line. It does not have any party affiliation.
That's right.
Medicine is
just like scales of justice. It's blind.
It doesn't look like you're a Republican or a Democrat
exactly.
or anything in between. Justice is blind. So is medical, and so is everything else. Everything's got to be based on what you as an individual is telling them. Your body tells a story every single time. It doesn't lie. You lie, especially if you're an addict or something else. But
if you're a doctor, I got a question because I'm not a doctor, and I have my own philosophies and things. So you're a doctor, right? And I approach you and I say, doctor, you know, I'm not happy with me being a woman. I want to be a man. And as a doctor, what do you recommend? And from a doctor's point of view, he gives a doctor's expertise.
Yeah, well, a doctor will probably...
He's not a politician.
If the doctor is right, and he might refer you to a psychologist, a psychiatrist, because
right.
there's got to be a reason why you think that way. And once you find that out, you can actually face the demon or the thing that's causing this to be maybe peer pressure or something else. It can't get exposed, and then you learn how to handle that stuff. Same thing. Well, I'm straight, but I have tendencies.
You know, this gender crap really hasn't taken real hold to it until the last year or so.
No, actually, it has taken hold before. It hasn't been exposed until the last year and a half or so because, COVID exposed it because people actually...
I'm saying, you know, do you think Dr. Oz is sitting there, let's think about that. Let's think about gender identity.
He is a heart surgeon. His ability is to help someone that has heart condition of sorts.
Exactly.
And work that route.
He
that's
did
his,
bypass
that's
and
he
did stents.
But he will not, he will not interfere what doctors say or do because that's part of the,
That wasn't even his expertise. I'm wondering how he got caught up in gender identity.
Some left-wing thing, Brown wants to keep him out of there. But, the idea is very simple. When you go in and you start seeing things and stuff like that, refers it to everything else. But the left,
the left
let's
is
do
so
this way.
Good
every ball, every
of,
ball,
of making
I,
things
I urge,
up.
Okay, I urge everyone to go to Newsmax, go to Eric Bowling. He had a show. You can watch it on YouTube or other programs, other ways. You get to download the app or a Newsmax app. Watch Eric Bowling. He did a whole segment on when the left goes low, they go lower. And the way they're doing it may be because they are trying to associate MAGA, part of the hate that created this guy in Buffalo. No. This guy in Buffalo, this kid in Buffalo, was a member of what we call the Promise Program or something similar to that when he was in school. They knew he was a troubled kid from the very beginning. He got into trouble a year or so ago when he wanted to shoot up his high school. Everybody knew it, including the New York State knew it, and the psychologist knew it, and he was dangerous and everything else and did absolutely nothing. The problem we have in society today is the fact that this guy, that we have problems with mental health issues. These psychiatrists and psychologists will not put these people that show all signs of violence in off the streets. They will not allow these people that has a tendency to possibly
cause harm. They should be held responsible for this.
I believe these doctors should be put away. I think the license should be taken away from them. And sir, if their diagnosis is wrong and they end up laying somebody out in the street and that person hurts or someone or kills someone,
they should be held responsible
and go to prison too as an accessory after the fact. It won't be like
parents of mental health people should be held responsible for not engaging and making sure that their children are in a safe environment.
You know, another example. This goes back a ways, but you know,
and it doesn't matter what age you are.
When 13, you know, when you know when somebody is dangerous is when somebody goes and talks about his past. And talks about being a 13-year-old, taking his brother that was 10 years younger, which is 3 years old, put him into a dryer, you know, like a washing machine dryer, and put him in there, put on the cycle run, and say you're now flying in a spaceship, and the brother goes, it's getting hot, yeah, you're getting closer to the sun, and laugh about it, and then laugh about it many years later. And doing it, saying that we're being kissed, no, that is sick. That is something that shows that this person has a mentality that could cause harm and danger. And by the fact that the guy is laughing about it, shows that he has not learned from it, no remorse from it, and can be as dangerous today as he was back then. His mother, after she found out, she institutionalized this guy and threw away the key. The world would have been a better place. I know a lot of other people would be a lot happier if they did that. But, you know, that's what happens. This is the way things are right now and makes things very difficult. And then you have people shooting up like Nicholas Cruz, like this guy in Buffalo and others. It's because of the mental health situation in the society of today and the weakness of the society itself. We cannot afford the Promise Program. We can't afford the criminal justice system that is very weak and allowing people that show the potential of violence.
Is the Promise Program a law?
Promise Program was initiated by Barack Obama.
Is it a bill?
Arnie Duncan, who was the Education Secretary. It's a program set up throughout the country.
Who initiated this program?
Obama and Arne Duncan, who is the...
So where is the program? Is it in D.C.
It's the technicals. The technicals of the Promise Program is in every educational department in the country in some form.
So if we shut down the education department in D.C., it would go away?
We should eliminate the Department of Education out of D.C. and bring it back to the states. It would be perfect. Because
so would that eliminate the Promise Program?
It will eliminate that, and also will give more power to this to the teachers.
Will
down
it eliminate critical race theory? Would it eliminate all the bad? Would it eliminate
It would help eliminate it.
Federation of Teachers.
It wouldn't eliminate all that. You need to eliminate the teachers' union. Everyone needs to watch the movie Whose Children Are They by by Rebecca Friedrichs. It's Whose Children Are They? If you can watch that, and you'll learn what we're talking about.
So
the
when
most
Trump goes
dangerous...
back to the White House, suggestion to you, President Trump, 45th, 47th, close the Department of Education.
He is, actually. And he's getting rid of, he's
close
ordering
the Federal
CIT
Reserve.
And the LTC.
Make us go back to gold. Get rid of that.
Talking about that, because the interest rates that when it's going to be proposed to go up, the stock market crashed today. It was the worst day in, since the beginning of 2020.
Since Barack Obama screwed us back in.
Since COVID started, and then before that, since Obama, but we went down over 1,100
points. 2006. What was that?
2020 because of COVID, and before that it was like 2007, 2008. Too big to fail.
Can we go back and talk about the election from last night? Because I want to talk about the election out of Idaho with the governor and the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy.
It's too funny.
I don't know too much about. We really wasn't focused that much. We do know that the lieutenant governor is two separate parties. Actually, the two Republicans, but they both had to win their seats. Lieutenant governor had to work for lieutenant governor, and vice versa.
Is it true what Dick Morris said off Newsmax last night, that when this guy disappeared, the lieutenant governor changed the policies?
Yeah, and then when he comes back, he breaks it back and goes back and forth, back and forth. And one father left, right to the other. It's crazy stuff, but the lieutenant governor lost by 30 points, so it's a done deal.
I guess people really like being in tyranny, huh?
I don't know about tyranny or not, because the vote of ultra-right-wing Republicans are not tyranny in sense. It's
yeah,
just
but
different
I heard
ideas.
He was making you wear the mask and getting the shot.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
Tyranny.
Yes, but again, I don't know how true that is because we weren't focused really in Idaho. But you know something.
Well,
that
I know somebody in Idaho. You could just ask him.
Yeah, but anyway, we're coming down to the last 5 minutes. We're going to be off of politics this Sunday. We're going back into music. And we got a special guest in music on Sunday, on the 22nd.
Robert Wagner, Little Wretches.
And Little Wretches is coming on.
Music is awesome. Can't wait to play it for
our
audience.
Right. And then after that radio show, we're going to transition right into Systematic Deception, which is going to be on Newsmax at 9 o'clock on Sunday. Your homework assignment, folks, for all your listeners. One, go to 2000views.com. Find out your location where the movie theater is playing the movie. Go see it Sunday. Listen to our show, The Truth Is Out There Radio Show, at 7 o'clock, and then at 9 o'clock on Newsmax, watch Systematic Deception,
which is 1115 here in Broward County,
and Comcast, and learn how the Democrats use the black community as slaves and continue doing that even at the beginning of time.
Yeah, it's tragic.
And how they support Margaret Sanger, who formed Planned Parenthood to eliminate
tragic.
The black race, and her own
it's
words.
Tragic.
In that movie, you're
going
to see...
North and South. The South of the blacks.
You're going to see in that movie Margaret Sanger's own words and how she talks about eliminating the black race. Anyway, I want to thank Scarlett for coming
on. Hold it. Stop the presses. This is Scarlett saying, everybody, I'll be back Sunday. Looking forward to Robert Wagner and the Little Wretches. And everybody have a great week and enjoy. And God bless this country and God bless everyone. Good night, Joe. Good night, everybody. Bye.
Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Remember, what's in your heart and soul is what you follow. There are plenty of jobs out there. Do not listen to people who have mental health issues. Concentrate on what you're doing and to get yourself in a better position in life. You have the skill sets. Go for the gold and stop hanging around toxic people and go for people that actually support you. God bless you all. Oh, yeah, one other thing. If you're mentally incompetent by the courts, I don't care who says otherwise, you cannot vote and you will be disqualified and you will go to jail. God bless you and have a great deal.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't.